Turn with me to Numbers, the 16th chapter this morning. I could think it was last Sunday Paul was talking about the unpardonable sin. At least he mentioned it, he didn't. And sinning against the Holy Ghost. And that's not where we're going this morning. I don't know any more about that than he does. So, anyway, God will, I'm quite sure, avenge the polluting of his worship services. And it's so prevalent in our day, people just get up and they'll say any old thing without any conscience of what they're saying. And they don't try the scriptures to see if they be what they're telling. And I believe that probably no worse time ever in the history than the whole world is dedicated to turning against God. I'm going to look a little bit here in the second verse of the 16th chapter of book of Numbers. And said, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. Yeah. And in Israel now, he's saying it was in the church. And they rose up, and these folks were well thought of. Oh, they had everything. They are so proper. They didn't even go to church as you are. They put on their best clothes and went. They was doing everything, looked like proper. But it wasn't in accordance with God. And Moses is in the middle of it. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. Well, that's what they're doing over and over. All this little pretty verses that they put out. It's a partial truths that lead people astray. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. He's quite troubled over this. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah and unto his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take your censers, Korah, and all of his company, so they're going to get some holy smoke going on both sides. And Moses said to Korah, hear, I pray you, you sons of Levi, down in the 8th verse, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and stand before the congregation to minister unto them? Taking it quite lightly. We've said before here not too long ago that people were too familiar with God. Man, they'll just jump up and use the Lord names in vain, all kind of ways. Even in pulpit. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and ye seek the priesthood also. Everybody's got a psalm. Everybody's got a hymn. And we're going to do some preaching without any idea about how God is so careful about His ministry. I've often troubled over whether what I was going to say was the truth. Is this what was really meant? And some of it I've toiled over it to come up with the truth. I need to know that it's true. What we're going to say. If it isn't, there isn't any use saying it. It'd be better off not said. And that's what's going on today. It'd be better off if folks didn't even go to these old churches. Everybody said, "What, you ought to go to church?" Well, they don't know what they're talking about. Because they don't go to church. They're going over there with Israel, some of them, all right. But they're not the true Israel. That's the problem. For which cause hast thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord? That's verse 11. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eli, which said, "We will not come up." And is it not a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? And Moses was very wroth. Don't we get angry sometimes over what's going on, especially when it's so near us? And said unto the Lord, "Respect not thou their offerings. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them." And Moses said unto Korah, "Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they, and Aaron tomorrow." So we're going to have a contest. Who's the greatest, your God or our God? And down verse 18, "And they took every man his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And then Korah gathered all his congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation." Some of them didn't see it though. "And Moses spake and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation?" But it wasn't just one of them. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, and Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And they spoke unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of those wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins." And we have the same thing told us today. Separate yourselves from them. And they got up from the tabernacle of Korah and Dathan and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, "Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works." On down verse 31, it said, "And it came to pass that he had made an end of speaking all these words that the ground clave asunder that was under them. And the earth swallowed, the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up in their houses, and all their men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods." You think the Lord doesn't take serious his worship? "And all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished." Then move on down. I guess verse 39, maybe, and we'll try to skip over some of this. "And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers, wherefore they had were burnt, and had offered..." No, I better back up. We left that a few minutes. "And there came out a fire from the Lord after this, and the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed." Lord was going to look even over the censers that they had. They were for his service. So now you need to gather them up. And in verse 39, "And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar." What to be a memorial. Don't forget this, what the Lord has done. "Be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron..." Oh, yeah. "And the wheat was in with tares." But, you know, it swallowed up certain people and it burnt certain people. "And Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses." In verse 41, he said, "And on the morrow, the very next day, after the earth had opened up and swallowed up a whole mess of them, they're going to keep on with the same thing. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and Aaron, and they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, a cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared, and Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation." Things are getting serious now. "Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as a moment." And they fell upon their faces. That same thing we saw a while ago. Fear came up on the people of God. But the others were bound and determined to try to fill in the place of taking care of the service of the Lord. "And Moses said unto Aaron," in verse 46, "Take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, and the plague is already begun." And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. Behold, the plague was stayed from among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. Intercession for the people. Lord, spare your people. Stop this awful thing that's coming upon them. They were falling out. I think they may have had the virus. Yeah, they was falling out. Without the propitiation, there wasn't going to be any staying of the curse that was coming upon them. Verse 48, and he said, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed after he had offered up true spiritual message to the people. Look, it's the Lord sent this. We'll deal too much more right here, but they were accusing God of doing things, and they were accusing Aaron and Moses of doing things that they weren't supposed to be doing. They were accusing them of the same thing. But look what happened to earth. Swallowed up some of them, and the fire got some of them. And then he said, get all those censers together and make one big plate and put it on the altar so it ever be a memorial to you from now on that you better obey the command of the Lord. And you better not teach those things that are not appropriate for the worship of the Lord. In the book of Jeremiah, the 28th chapter, verse 15, said, then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. That's what's happened. You know, the Old Testament is just prophesying what is going to happen. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast thee off of the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die. I believe it was more than just one death, too. Because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. Now, it could be that this is against the Holy Ghost. I don't know about all that, but I know it's very close. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. In the fullness of time, he died. The Lord took him out. He was down there preaching. But the Lord wasn't too happy with that. Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verse 19. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which ye have speak in my name, I'll require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall not speak in the name of the other gods, even that prophet shall die. And it's going to be more than just a common death. We don't hear it much now, but we talk about the second death. The second death. This is complete death. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. Well, we don't have to be afraid of him. the Lord is going to take care of His worship service. We get angry at them sometimes. We get a little disheartened that they don't hear. But we understand the fire come from the Lord. And the earth opened up because of the Lord. It wasn't Moses and Aaron that called down fire from heaven. The Lord is not pleased with strange ointment or fire. You can blow all your holy smoke you want to. It ain't gonna do anything but get you in trouble. I'll say it again, it's a serious thing. The Lord's service, His worship, is serious. It's not come as you are, I tell you again. It's come and call a solemn assembly. And they are gathered together in the name of the Lord. And if they're preaching something that the Lord didn't say. But we have to judge those things. Somebody said, well, you ought not judge. But I'm telling you, you must. You must. Well, we'll go to a little later. Isaiah, the 45th chapter. The Lord is going to save His people. Verse 1, He said, thus saith the Lord. There you go. To His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the lines of kings up to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. We're going back to the temple again now, I think. And we open the gates, it's on the holy, most holy place. The leaved doors on the most holy place. And we're going to open it up, and we're going to make a way for the people of God to enter in through the veil unto the most holy place. And they'll not be shut. Now I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That's what we're talking about. This stuff they're teaching today has made people more twofold a child of the devil and imprisoned them. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places, and now that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. And the word goes out. You can't mess up preaching of the gospel. They may have error in it, and they may keep going for a while the way they're going. But after a while, the Lord is going to avenge His worship service.
We've been talking about reverencing God. None of us really know how reverent God is. And sometimes I really wonder how much we think about how reverent God is. to go back to the 5th chapter of Acts, we have two characters there that are very prominent. Both of them made promises or vows, I guess be maybe a better term for it. And yet, God said that they lied to the Holy Ghost. And what happened? Yeah, first, the one, the husband, right, dropped down dead. And then here comes the wife. Asked the same question, had the same answer, right? And she drops down dead. And I don't know whether they were ready to die or not, Brother Jerry. Yeah. But they didn't eat it very long, did they? Before you do things, before any of us do things or say things, we all think about them and consider, in reality, who we're speaking to and what about. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, and when he committed her husband, Uriah, to the first, foremost, dangerous place in the battle. When God brought Nathan to accuse him, David didn't say, "I've sinned with Bathsheba and I've sinned against Uriah." But he said, "Against thee," speaking to God, right? "Against thee and thee only have I sinned." Now, these three men that JT just read us about, they were angry at Moses. "Why have you set yourself up as Lord?" Well, they didn't, did they? But the same thing is true today. Be careful who you speak against. God just may have put them in that position. And you may be speaking against God.